Welcome to the 11th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast at SakuraCon 2015.
You know, we apologize for any technical difficulties. We've never done a live one, so first time for everything.
It's not really live, though.
Yeah, but it's live at the con. That's the first time that's ever happened.
So if it sounds horrible, it's because we're sitting next to a juice bar that has a blender going.
Probably out of focus, too. I forgot to check that. So.
Out of focus.
Who knows? It'll be more fun.
Someone will be in focus. Maybe Rebecca.
I'm Rebecca.
You in that part yet?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Holly. Oh, sorry. Okay. Oh, Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
Woo! We're pretty tired. Or I'm tired.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty jamming.
Yeah. Oh, well, Rebecca had a
monster energy drink.
Monster. Hashtag unleash the beast.
Yeah.
But
is that even their name or the tagline anymore?
I saw it on their Instagram a few minutes ago. When I was on it.
Oh my.
I don't see it. Hey, whatever. It was hilarious. Anyways. But we've done how many people have we done?
Five?
Three?
I don't know. It's felt like five. No, more than three.
It's been...
Way more than three.
It's been three people.
No way. I don't believe you. It's been four minimum.
Well, okay.
The couple was number one.
Wait, was World of Warcraft was Comic-Con, wasn't it?
That was Comic-Con.
Okay.
So we had the couple. That was this morning. That was number one. And then we had the Revy from...
Revy and then...
From Black Lagoon.
The Vocaloid.
And then the Vocaloid girl.
Three today.
Yeah.
That last girl we shot was a Vocaloid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I axed her.
It was a version. It was like a... There's so many versions, so... Now I'm concerned we're not in focus.
It's fine. It doesn't really matter.
Listen to the audio.
Yeah.
No! Video.
Yeah, so we have... Good. Oh, there's a bird over there. Hey, bird.
Oh, a real bird.
It's a real...
Real bird.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, sorry, I got distracted by the bird. There's lots going on, as you can tell. It's felt like 10 people, but it's been three.
Well, it doesn't help that we shot four yesterday, and I flew in at 4 a.m., and that was a long day. We've shot four yesterday, right?
Was that three as well?
We shot four yesterday, because that was one person canceled. It was supposed to be five, and we shot four, so...
Okay, well, that... So seven people total, which makes probably why. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, my brain isn't functioning anymore. Like, me trying to think of poses for our 4 o'clock appointment that's coming up hurts my head.
It's Lillian, though, so it'll just come naturally to her.
Doesn't... Yeah, but I still have to pose her, you know. Like, she's good at it, but I still have to, like, get her.
Lillian was our cosplay guest a couple episodes ago.
Yes, she was on
Riri Cosplay.
She's doing a crazy cosplay today.
What is it?
Mugens.
Mugens. Moogle. Moogles. From
I'm all about prefix, not suffix.
From Final Fantasy. Lightning. There's gonna be basically
just
plushies all over her. So that might actually be worse to pose.
Well, the outfit itself is a pose.
Yeah.
So, you know, just put her in several locations and bam.
Yeah, I would go, regular lightning poses. We'll just go look at some lightning things that have happened in the game and then apply it.
Some hand gestures.
Some jazz hands.
Yeah.
Instrumountable in posing today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got some good poses.
Rebecca's been great, and she's also been doing the video for us.
I'm a videographer now.
Yeah. And she also has her own commentary on the videos.
I do.
Oh, it's
Secret Diary.
It's terrifying. I've been listening to some of it secretly, and it's terrifying.
Just nonstop stream of mutterings.
I get like when we were doing this last shoot, I could hear you talking, but I couldn't hear what you were saying. And then it was just like making me laugh because I was like, she's just talking to the video camera by herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been good.
Yeah, like...
Pretty professional
It's been
now.
Nice to have someone hold the camera, honestly, because usually we just prop it up in a tree.
I bet.
And it doesn't...
I'm
it
doing
doesn't,
what a tree can
no
do.
And no one talks to it.
Exactly.
The tree doesn't talk to the camera. The
trees are stupid.
Yeah.
How do you know? How do you know trees don't talk?
Whoa.
We don't know.
Whoa.
Can I talk
we
to
know.
It out of the top like this?
No.
Well, I'm sorry.
works through the front.
Learning about microphones. Anyways. So how is... I mean, so are you just not into SakuraCon this year?
I'm not into... Oh, we're going to get into this?
Oh, well, yeah, because... I mean, you were going to buy a badge. And it's a... Yeah, it doesn't
Comic-Con,
matter.
Comic-Con was last weekend.
Comic-Con,
and
yeah.
It wasn't my favorite Comic-Con.
Oh.
I don't know. It was just... It wasn't just me, though. Everyone was kind of feeling it.
What... Do you know what was bad about it, or it was just a feeling?
There was just a few elements missing. I don't know. Anyway, so having SakuraCon the following weekend, I just wasn't...
Weren't excited about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's all right. It happens.
Yeah.
It's just kind of sad.
Yeah, whatever.
Rebecca doesn't care. But have you been having an okay time?
Yeah.
Here?
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the environment.
I'm sorry we dragged you around.
Yeah.
I wish we were more exciting.
I know, we're not very exciting.
What? Okay.
I try to interact with you a lot.
No, okay. I don't know what we're even doing here. It's been great.
Great. Maybe because she has...
I'm really moody now because I'm a videographer, and I feel like that's who I have to be.
That's your future.
Yeah, so
it's her
I'm
persona.
A moody weirdo that just emerges out of the woods
every
once in a while.
But you know what? Would a videographer drink Monster? Hashtag unleash the beast?
Yeah, they sure would. And they wouldn't give a two goddams about it.
Oh. Well, you did put fancy juice in it.
Yeah.
I'll call it Holly juice.
That's not illegal.
Nope. What?
Hey! Oh,
what?
Boy...
Oh, there's a boy version of your cosplay.
Yeah.
Is there a boy version of the cosplay in the game? I don't know if there is. No, there isn't. Sorry. I was rambling.
Yeah, no. It's just gender bend.
All right. Do we have any topics?
No, because I've been busy. And Kevin's been gone. This whole
Holly
week...
Holly made frosting and ate it out of a bowl.
This whole week was
when
dedicated
Kevin
to
was
me
gone,
being
and
alone.
And I found it.
Being
I
alone.
Thought it was potatoes. And I approached it with trepidation. And I said, is that potatoes? And she said, no. And it wasn't.
But then you wanted that frosting.
And then I wanted some. And she said, it's been out too long.
Yeah, I said, don't eat it.
Yeah. Holly will
so
post the recipe for the frosting in the
buttercream frosting.
It's just a buttercream frosting. I Googled buttercream frosting and then clicked the first one that had a good review.
I'm sure people are curious on what you like to eat.
Oh, yeah, because my body is so sexy. They're like, I want that body. And I say, it's frosting and ginger snap cookies.
Biscoff, specifically Biscoff. I have a secret fantasy, and please, Biscoff, send me some more cookies. Those things are delicious.
Hashtag, what would be a good hashtag for ginger?
Hashtag fly Delta
snap
for the Biscoffs.
Hashtag snap it?
Yeah, ginger snaps. I don't know.
Anyways, that was my whole week. It had nothing to do with
snap
conventions or cosplay or...
You spent the whole week editing pictures, though.
Oh, I did. I edited Comic-Con pictures, so all those are done. We only had three shoots, though, so there's not many pictures. But if you want to see our Comic-Con images, you can look at them. LeeCosplay.com.
Slash.
I don't know what the slash.
What's
it's the
first website?
LeeCosplay.com.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah. We took it slow last week, and it was fine. This week is crazy. And I finished all the images. But I kind of felt like... Because we had two back-to-back cons, and I wanted to finish the images before this con started, so I felt, like, really stressed to finish them.
Welcome to every day for me.
Yeah.
Midnight.
Yeah, I was trying to force myself, and then I kept getting distracted, but I got it done.
Frasier. Don't call
that's
it anything other than a Frasier moment you're having in your life.
No. That's all I've been doing when Kevin's gone. I just make frosting and watch Frasier. Because Kevin hates Frasier.
I don't frosting. You should have seen it when you found remnants of it in the sink.
Oh, yeah.
There was a domestic.
I said, what
I
is
there.
This? Is the And they both
he was
watched
like, he was
they
like,
both said, these are
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. And I said, this does not look
like
mashed potatoes.
Potatoes. Idaho and
look
potatoes.
At that girl. Oh, the guy's blocking her now. Move, man. Anyways.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're getting distracted.
Well, but she's cool looking. You can't stick me. You can't do a podcast in the middle of a busy... What would you call this? A corridor?
Well, if you're not getting distracted every 2 seconds, it's a shitty con.
Exactly.
And you should leave.
you're not admiring all the bountiful, beautiful cosplayers, then what the hell are you doing?
Me? What? Yeah. What?
What are you doing?
Just freaking out right now, that's all.
Whoa.
Keeping tabs on our time. We have a photo shoot at 4. It's 3:30 now, so we've been going for a whopping...
10 minutes.
No, I would say 5, but...
It's been more than 5 minutes, young man.
Oh, we have one at 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's Lillian. Yeah.
Our guest from a few episodes back.
Ruby Cosplay.
Follow her on Facebook. Yeah. So, have you had any favorite shoots so far, Kev?
The last one we did.
Oh, you like that girl? She was super cute. She had a big carrot, and it was super adorable.
She's a Vocaloid.
Yeah. Did you like her? I liked her. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I've liked them all so far today.
Yeah, today's been pretty good. Yeah.
Quality.
Not saying that yesterday wasn't good.
Right. I've liked every one of them today.
Yeah.
I've been a little hungry, a little tired, so.
Well, we do have some Chipotle underneath the chair.
I was looking for that.
Chipotle
reserves. You want to eat the Chipotle on camera?
That's what I was planning to do.
Go ahead, Kev.
Because
your fans will enjoy it.
Apparently last week, Rebecca was part of that exact scene, but in the background.
Oh yeah.
There's an interview online. I don't even know who it was.
Someone was interviewing.
Comic-Con. I was sitting right behind them, just... shoving this burrito, just eating it so fast. So I'm sure the video's named Girl Eats Burrito in Record Time. So just type that into YouTube, and you'll see me in my
prime.
You'll
see Rebecca in behind a cosplayer.
You'll see the reason why I was born.
Was it a news,
burrito
or was it a personal,
it
like,
was a personal
guy.
Thing. Yeah. You know, it was like a cosplayer, blah, blah, blah. Let me talk to you about your thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm in the background.
Video, please share.
Yeah.
If you see Rebecca in the background chomping on a burrito.
Well, I was dressed as Miss Fortune, Arcade Skin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm nodding, audio people.
Yeah, so it might be called, like, you know, high-priced prostitute eats burrito in record time. Because a lot of people were looking at me when I was walking down the street going, what? There's some boobs, but no.
I don't know what to do with these boobs.
The wigs throw me off.
Have you had any favorite photo shoots that we've done so far? That's a no, I guess.
Well, what was the first one we did
Too
today?
Too silent.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Okay. Rebecca doesn't like anything. I know you're leaving after this. But I think you would like the Lillian Moogle one, because it's just ridiculous.
I know. Well, maybe I'll stay for a little bit just to see it.
Yeah. You can. I mean, it doesn't matter. You'll see the pictures, probably.
Because I'll take the bus back.
Oh, she's a big girl. Taking the bus. She took the bus, like, alone today.
Just got on it.
I was so proud of her.
Shoved my money in the wrong place. The bus driver was like, honey, we need to take it back a notch.
You need to. She said you need to take it back a notch.
Something like
that.
Oh
my god. Too aggressive with the money.
I know. I got a bit heavy-handed.
Oh my god. How's that burrito?
Cold.
Delicious. I love cold things. Actually, I don't like warm things.
I'm disagreeing.
Oh.
Cold things. Yeah. Suck it.
It needs to be hot or cold. Warm is.
See, I reheat my pizza. Holly hates it.
Do you like cold pizza?
I can eat a pizza either way.
Okay. You don't care.
No, I don't care.
Okay, yeah.
If microwave is within reach, I will use it.
If it's too ridiculous.
It's in another room, I won't. Pretty much.
I like that method. I enjoy cold pizza. I don't care. But I'm trying to think of a favorite. I really liked the Lillian shoot from yesterday. I had a good time with that one.
You literally just asked which is the best shoot of the day. You can't just go back.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Lillian shoot.
I'm sorry. I meant the whole con. I'm sorry. Try again.
Well, I mean, today's been a lot better. So I'm trying to think back. Who did we shoot yesterday?
So the Pocahontas, Lillian, or we should call her by her proper name.
Panda Pop cosplay? Panda something?
I think it's Panda Pop. Oh. Now I have her card.
Oh. Are you looking for your phone?
Here we go. Panda Pop cosplay.
Yeah,
good job.
Go memory.
Hashtag Panda Pop cause.
Yeah, you can hashtag.
Oh.
So yesterday, we've done her twice now.
Yes.
And then, so we did her yesterday's Pocahontas. Who's after her?
Well, it was Lillian because someone canceled, so okay. We had a long gap.
And then?
Nighttime. Haley.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Those were cute.
Sakizo.
Sakizo. They were super, super duper cute.
Yeah. Everyone's been really great, though. Like, just like, yeah. like.
Quality's been really good on this con for us.
Well, the quality and like the personalities. Like, everybody's been really like open and like willing and stuff. So it's really nice.
So we've gotten a little weird with it.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a little weird. But it went back. It went back.
We'll see how weird
it is. Never tell
a
photographer
days.
You're really open and willing.
Well, I just mean some people are kind of shy and quiet, so sometimes it can be kind of awkward.
You have to help them blossom.
Yeah, gotta, yeah. Stop. Your hair is not talking into the microphone.
Oh, it is.
But all these people have been really outgoing and like really like just kind of like, yeah, just do whatever, you know, so... It's been a good con for that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Kevin is short on words today and high on attitude.
Yeah, he's pretty sassy.
Real sassy. Hashtag abused Kevin.
Hashtag abused Kevin.
Oh, and he's Instagram famous.
Yeah.
So please go on the Instagram awkward photo of Kevin and like it. It helps him.
Liked it. It's perfect. It's literally like someone photoshopped me into this picture.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's backtrack a little bit. So, Rebecca, I was away. Rebecca took a picture of. She was taking a picture of the Glom Circle, and then Kevin.
And then I saw him in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
and she didn't care. She was like, whatever.
No. And then I took another one. And he's like, oh, let me get my face right.
And he got it right. He's making this most amazing face, and it's just in the corner of the picture, and it kind of looks like he's photoshopped in. And it's on our Instagram if you.
It's also on my Instagram.
Hatsuko with a zero.
And when someone stole it and put it on her Instagram, she didn't say regram.
Oh, sorry.
How she should have.
Sorry. I stole it from Rebecca. But it's a really amazing face.
But we don't know how to regram. So.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it was.
I don't know how to regram, whatever that is. So anyways, if you go on to our Instagram, you can see Kevin's amazing face in the picture. And if you're having a bad day, I would highly suggest looking at this picture.
It's very therapeutic.
Agreed.
Yeah. We were having a race. Rebecca and I took a selfie, and then we posted Kevin's picture. And whoever
he got one
the most
more.
Likes
at the end of the night, it was 8-7.
Kevin got more likes. Oh, he's proud of it.
Yep. For the audio people, I'm just pointing at myself. Sitting here, gloating in the glory
just
of the
pointing.
One more like than the other. Oh, no, more than one now, right?
Well, on yours, it got 15.
Yeah.
On mine, it only got 8.
So altogether, his is just like completely beating
totally
our picture.
Balling.
Yeah, but
whatever.
Yeah. I'm ready to like roll over and die.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad
you
tomorrow we only have two shoots tomorrow, so that should be good. We can sleep. Are we sleeping in a little bit, or do we have to be here at 11 again?
Celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ?
No,
your Savior.
It's at 11:45 tomorrow.
And then
you get Easter eggs?
One. No. Okay.
What
do you do? I'm going to off track a little bit and talk about Easter because Kevin said I had a very unique Easter experience when I was a child. So I'm an only child. And when it was Easter time, my family would hide the eggs. Like, my grandma had this crazy backyard, and so it was a really good place to, like, hide the eggs in. They would hide the eggs with all the prizes inside, and then I would just go out and find them. And Kevin said that was weird to have my own private Easter egg hunt.
Solo Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, because we used to do that in my grandmother's basement. She put money in the eggs, and one of them had, like, a $20 bill. My cousin would always find it, every year. Always. So I feel like there was, you know, kind of a
but how many,
situation
how many,
going
how many people
on. There
were,
was three.
Okay, see, three isn't that many. So there are families that put on Easter egg hunts for their
okay,
children.
Fine. I was always in the community Easter egg hunt, so either our church or
our
downtown would do it, and you would just have hundreds of children just... Go forth and find the eggs. So the solo or small 1-3 person at Easter egg hunts. I never participated.
Oh. Yeah. And he said I was a spoiled only child, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that's normal.
Only children get spoiled.
Oh. I don't think I really was. I got more attention, I guess, because I'm not another human. Is that spoiled?
Is that not the definition of spoiled? I got more than everybody else.
Well, it also, it sucks because you get all the bad attention, too. It's not just good attention. You get everything.
Dahlia Bakery. You think she's got macaroons in there?
Is that a purse?
Yeah.
Or does she stick it on it?
I don't know.
Sorry. Anyways, we're off tracking here. People that don't exist in this podcast.
You guys are obsessed with your macaroons now. That's why. You just see the word bakery on someone's bag.
Well, because
like,
it's
is that
one
real?
Word for my two favorite cookies. So coconut macaroons and then these French things. They're both called macaroons, but they're both my favorites.
Well, you didn't try a macaroon until we were with you, right?
It's my favorite now. It's my favorite now.
Yeah, so we were walking around.
It's
and I
my favorite now.
2 weeks ago after.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, we were walking around, and I was talking about macaroons, and Rebecca's like, well, I gotta fucking try a macaroon then. And we busted into this bakery like 2 minutes before they were closing. And she was like, give me these two macaroons. And you really liked them, and now you're all about that macaroon.
I'm all about it.
She had some with her yesterday at the car.
I did.
She forced one into my mouth.
Really violently.
It's like a grandma just busting out of the purse, just, oh, here's some macaroons, everybody.
I got some lemon drops. And then said, you're the macaroon
I
lady.
I have some French pastries.
You're like the fanciest old lady.
I know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's all I have to talk about. I'm done. I'm out. My brain hurts.
It's How been... many minutes are we at?
Like 15.
All right, well, let's talk about...
So this whole weekend where are we? SakuraCon. Yeah. This would be our third SakuraCon, I guess. So, I mean, I'm kind of happy. This has been better than last year's. It rained on day one on Friday, but briefly.
Yeah, it was...
And today...
It only rained in the morning, and then the sun broke out yesterday afternoon, so it was nice.
I didn't see any rain.
I know, you were asleep.
No, I sleep during the day.
Right, yeah, so yesterday morning, it rained from like 11 to maybe 11:15, 11:30, and it was freezing. Yesterday it was miserably cold, but today the sun's out, maybe I'm wearing a thicker sweater, and it's much more reasonable. It was
from
not
his
as
work.
Windy. Not as what? From my work, yes. Work gave me a good sweater. I'm satisfied with it.
It's sexual.
Weirdos. Anyway.
Whatever. I have a shirt from my work. Yeah.
The end.
Anyway, I'm just saying, this is one of the better ones. The patrol people that are yelling at people to keep moving and all that junk, it's very minimal so far. I mean, every year I feel like I get harassed by them. This year, I haven't been harassed as much as kindly told to move along.
I think we've been in the right place at the right times. Normally, I think usually we've been pretty like active about moving out of the way quickly. Usually we're kind of slow, so they're like, get out of the way. But yeah.
Well, we've also changed how we photograph this year from kind
These
of.
You were the reason that policy was invented,
right? Just
if anyone's
of us.
Mad about it, because they're usually pretty slow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's us.
Way to confess.
Miserable failures.
Yeah. But we did come across, there's like a different company has like a courtyard to the side over here. And it's really pretty. And
something second half, second.
Union,
second
Union, Union Building.
Union Square.
Union Square. Union Square.
Second in Union, no, second.
It's sixth in Union.
Oh, whatever.
What?
It's just so that... that
the hell are you talking
it's
about?
It's like a garden and rocks and beautiful stuff. And we were shooting in there today and... Security guard was yelling at other people to leave. I don't know if you saw that. Kevin was freaking out. So we left in a hurry, and I don't think we'll be back there anymore, which I'm kind of sad about because it's a different look than
Didn't we just shoot there moments ago?
Yeah, that's why we left, though.
Oh!
Yeah.
That just happened. You know what? I'm a videographer.
You don't need to pay attention to stuff
well,
like that.
Well, this doesn't exist anymore. It's all behind the lens.
It's a different world. Yeah, so I'm kind of bummed about that because there's like water and, you know.
I think if we go back at night, it'll be fine.
Because there's only the one security guard.
There's no outdoor guy. This guy was just an outdoor guy. And it could have been that these people were bums because they were kind of dirty. I guess.
That doesn't mean anything. At a con. I don't know. I didn't see it happen. All I saw him was standing there talking on his phone.
Right. He shooed a couple people away, and that's all I saw was just him shooing them. Just get out of here. And that's about it.
Get. Scat. Scat.
No, I prefer get.
Get.
I don't know. That's what I was saying.
I like it when he's like a wild animal. Scat. Get out of here. Get out of here. That's how you used to get him out.
Maybe that's how we should get people out of the job. Way. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
As you can tell, these two have been drinking the juice all day, and they're...
Energy juice.
Oh, my juice is faded, though. I don't got any more.
On energy drink.
I got half... After my half burrito, I'm kind of just down. I'm food depressed.
Aww.
Me too. Go for a food nap right now.
Uh-oh, Kevin's falling asleep, everybody. I am too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night and good luck. Ooh, there's like a wedding dress. Hello.
It's a unicorn.
Yeah, it's
a pony.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
My Little Pony.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Did you watch the OG My Little Pony when you were a kid?
What?
Oh.
I owned My Little Ponies.
Oh.
I never knew it was a show.
Yeah.
I watched Digimon.
Oh.
Kids in the Hall. Astro Boy. Atomu.
I watched did you watch Sailor Moon?
No, I never watched Sailor Moon. I never watched Fraggle Rock.
Why did you ever... You said you had a Fraggle Rock lunchbox last night.
I made that up.
Oh. I guess just weirdly lying to me about small things.
I watched Nicktoons.
Doug. Rugrats.
Yeah, but Doug was stupid.
Oh, I like Doug.
Doug was ABC. It was on regular TV, so I could watch it on Saturday morning TV cartoons.
But it was mainly Nickelodeon.
No, it was Nickelodeon after it was dropped from an ABC.
I don't think so.
What?
My face is angry.
Kevin says Doug was originally on ABC and not Nickelodeon.
What?
We're just fighting about... They can be on at the same time, you know. Oh, God. Oh, God, here we go. Kevin's looking it up. Gotta be for reals. Oh, fuck. I think we're getting to that time, though.
We are.
Wasting a lot of time here. Good stuff. I'm excited to edit these pictures, though. I'm excited to look at the video that you've been recording and get really mad at you.
Yeah.
Is everything out of focus? That's all I'm thinking about. I'm like,
is stuff even in focus? It's gonna be art.
Jeez. I have emails.
How many emails? I have 23,000.
Oh, it's because Square. We use Square. We've been using Square at the con a lot this year. Usually we only use it like once per con. But I've gotten to use it 3 times already. I feel real good. Uh-oh. I win. Doug was on Nickelodeon before it was on NBC.
Booyah. Wowza. Yeah. That was
a
journey.
Definitely a Nickelodeon original. Just saying. I don't know. Is it weird to you that the costume contest at SakuraCon is at like noon? Or like 1 p.m.? Like, I feel like it's a nighttime event.
It wasn't weird. It was a travesty.
Oh.
All right. Here's what I have to say to that, though. At KatsuCon, it was 8 a.m. on a Saturday or Sunday where people have to leave the day that people leave.
It was at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, remember? It was,
It used to be, like, at 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I'm pretty sure it was... We had to get up, get there.
No, that wasn't the costume contest. That was the World Cosplay Summit. That was something different.
Complain about when the cosplay contest was on as well. I'll have to look this one up, too. I don't remember all the details on it.
Yeah, but I was looking at the schedule, and it was the costume contest was at, like, noon today, and I was like, that's kind of early. Like, usually they give time for people to get their shit together and come to the con, because...
It gives a normal person 4 hours to get ready.
I guess you want to get up. But what if you're, like, hungover? That's what people do, right? Party at cons. I feel like a loser because we never like party. We just buy alcohol and put it in our hotel room and then drink it together.
I mean, Rebecca and I partied last night. We had some fine Bloody Marys.
And I had a sejul,
but no toothpicks.
No toothpicks in the Bloody Mary.
I had a
sensual Dr. Pepper last night.
A sensual Dr. Pepper?
Sexual.
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 Yeah. You got something to say over there?
No, I think we can wrap it up if you want. I mean, it's
yeah.
We have a lot. I mean, we'll probably come back at the end of this week with maybe a con wrap up. I don't know.
We don't do con wrap ups. We haven't done a con wrap up in like years. I think
since the old apartment. Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since we did like a con review. I'm waiting for someone to like fall in front of our camera because it's about to happen. Yeah. So sorry. I hope this was interesting.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, team.
It's been a trial, and we'll see if it was an error or not.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We don't care either way.
I'm going to stuff down 2 bites of a burrito before we go shoot Lillian. And, yeah, so we'll see you next week.
Woo!
Back to our regular podcast form in our apartment.
Woo!
And have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.